They sat down for a rest, and were moving on again when the mole gave a sudden cry, and fell forward on his face. "Oh, my leg!" he cried. "I hit my leg on something really hard." "Let's have a look," said the rat, sitting down beside him. "That's a very deep cut," he said, surprised. "I wonder what..." Suddenly he got up and began to dig in the snow. "What are you doing, Ratty?" said the mole. The rat just went on digging. Then he found something, and immediately began to dance round it excitedly. "Look at this, mole," he shouted. "Just look at this." The mole looked. Then he looked at its friend. "It's a door scraper. Why get it excited about a door scraper?" "Don't you understand, you silly animal?" cried the rat. "I understand that somebody's been very careless, leaving a door scraper lying in the middle of the wildwood for other people to fall over, and when I get home..." "Oh, dear, oh, dear," cried the rat. "Just stop arguing and dig, or do you want to spend all night in the snow?" The mole did what he was told, although he thought his friend was going crazy. The two animals dug and dug, and after 10 minutes' hard work, they were successful. The mole had thought that they were digging into a snowbank, but now he saw that there was a door under the snow, a green door with a long bell pull beside it, and a name on it in big letters which said, "Mr. Badger." The mole fell backwards on the snow in surprise. "Oh, rat," he cried, "how clever you are, and how stupid I am." "Never mind all that," said the rat. "Just get up and pull on that bell while I knock on the door." The rat banged on the door with his stick, and the mole pulled, and from somewhere far under the ground they could just hear the sound of a deep, slow bell.